that's horrible.
The
I'm like,
Gana's going pee-pee right now. You taking us to the bathroom with you?
Ha.
This is episode 4. What should we call this one?
Slutty potato.
That doesn't have anything to do with this episode. Okay, slutty potato it is.
That was the first thing that popped into my head.
Now you gotta talk like a slutty. Now you gotta talk like a slutty Mrs. Potato Head.
I don't even know what Mrs. Potato Head sounds like.
I feel like she sounds congested.
Yeah, I feel like she does sound congested. Like she has like a nasal.
Like this?
Yeah.
Like this? And then I can go like this and be like, oh, hang on, I just put my nose in. Anyway, so I took it out again. Yeah. And I put my nose back in and I took it off again. The Horror Club is a group of individuals with way too much time on their hands who love to entertain other individuals who also have way too much time on their hands. Welcome! They are your hosts,
Nisa,
Anna,
and Frosty. And this is episode 4, Slutty Potato.
I don't know why, but you sound like a 4-year-old.
Okay, well, considering the Miss Potato Head is supposed to be for 4-year-olds.
I'm going to tate all over your tots and mash up some potatoes.
I love Mrs. Slutty Potato. I love it.
Drink it french fried and filleted. Maybe some scallops up in there.
Oh my god, I know who you sound like. Helen.
Oh, what?
Help Helen Bang, or that girl that does all the Snapchat filters and she's always going after Steven.
Oh! Steven!
Please, help me smash those potatoes.
You do!
Potatoes.
All right, let's do some catch-up. What have you guys been up to? Frosty, I know that you have gotten a new job since we last recorded our show.
That's right. I no longer make eyeglasses. I am now what is called a distributor.
Right? Like for drugs?
Not for drugs, but in a way, yes, but no. No, I go to stores like 3 or 4 a day. And I basically stock the beer and the soda. So you got your caffeine and your alcohol. So yes, in a way, I am a drug dealer. But the legal
So that means you can get a discount on beer?
I probably could.
Hook a girl up.
Or at least I could, you know, if there's some expired shit that we can't sell anymore, I can give to you guys.
Okay.
Depends on the expired shit.
Because it ain't on the shelf no more. Don't mean it no good.
I don't want expired shit. I want the good, smoky, brand new shit.
Maybe I'll drop a case of soda.
There you go. How about you, Anna? You weren't able to join us for our Halloween episode last week. Shout out to Alexander Z Queen. Since you were actually sick, are you feeling any better?
No.
No.
I've been in bed.
That sucks.
My chest hurts.
And your chest hurts? Have you seen the doctor?
No. Not yet.
Well, my week was pretty uneventful as well. There was a lot of singing going on in my house. I was in the kitchen while me and Dan had been working on my little library. And I was in the kitchen making dinner, and all of a sudden I hear, my hump, my hump, my hump, my hump, my lovely lady lumps. What the fuck? So I go in there, and Dan is putting away his tools, his hardware, and he's singing the Fergalicious song. I wish I would have been able to videotape it, but it was pretty funny.
Well, I mean, plus it's like people don't really know Dan. I mean, we know Dan, so we think this is hilarious. But Dan is, picture somebody who's like in the background all the time and serious as shit. Like if you're goofing off, he's the one who tells you, guys, could you maybe calm down a minute? And then all of a sudden he's singing, Maham, Maham, My lovely little lumps.
Check it out.
Drunk Dan is also like that.
And he did have a couple drinks. He did have a couple of drinks. Today we made a pad for the boat, and we were packing the ground down. And Dan was like, let's just stomp our feet to pack down the dirt. So there we are, like, stomping our feet and going across the lawn. And it looked like we were seriously doing some sort of rain dance.
It's so funny.
Our neighbors are probably like, what are those people doing across the street?
Oh my God, when you talk about that part with the rain dance, you have to play like some Indian music.
That's mean.
No, that's a racist.
No, come on, you can do it. It'll be really funny.
Don't be
you
a gotta... racist.
Sorry, not sorry. You gotta do it.
A racist.
You gotta do it. You gotta do it.
Anyway, shout outs that we want to give this episode are to the Cox News Podcast, Jason Cox, hashtag Blackout Podcast, and of course the Castaway Crew. For Follow Friday shout-outs, we're going to give a shout-out to the Nerdy Bitches Podcast.
Woo, Nerdy Bitches!
Science Fiction Double Feature Drive-In Podcast. Drinks with Larry and Noel from Hylon Life. And the Superiority Complex. Also to our longtime friends, the Intellectual Saviors Podcast.
I also want to give a shout-out to Jimmy Evans, who did a Sunday shout-out to us.
Oh, that was sweet. Hey, Jimmy. We are still running our horror book contest for Alexander S. Brown's books. We're still giving away Traumatized. And if you'd like to win the book, you just want to send us an email to thehorrorclub@gmail.com with the correct answer to which family member scared Alex as a kid. To find out the answer, go ahead and listen to our last year's Halloween special to find out which family member actually scared Alex. And again, send your answers to thehorrorclub@gmail.com, and we cover shipping.
Otherwise, I will answer it, and then I will have the book, because I know the answer.
Right. Now, all these books that we are giving away are signed by Alex. Our last book that we're going to be giving away is Cerinthia Falls, which will actually, I think he said it in our Halloween episode, will be like first edition.
Because he's getting a new publisher, and also it'll have the original artwork from his late friend.
Right. We're having some upcoming events this November. We're going to be pretty busy since we are interviewing actually three artists on our show. One of them will be Falcon, who is an R&B artist.
Ooh.
We reviewed his song, Da Kine, and this episode, the outro song, will be Falcon's X's. So definitely want to stay tuned and check that out at the end of our episode. Another interview that we will be conducting in November is going to be with a Portland rapper. He is also a film producer, Joshua Hatkins, and we'll be talking to him about his film Sugar. Anna, you said that his film is about a young woman who's trying to open up a bakery?
Well, yeah, it's a little more complex than that, but essentially it's like what she goes through, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, she goes through a heartbreak of some sort towards the beginning, some split up, and then she's trying to do everything on her own, and eventually, well, she's trying to open a bakery. That's one of her dreams.
So Joshua not only is a film producer, but he's also, like I said, a rapper. And we won't be listening to his music. We'll be more focusing on his film, Sugar. We'll have a lot of fun since we are going to be doing an interview with him actually in the room with us.
Ooh, our first face-to-face interview.
I think that Frosty is going to be able to relate to this movie that we're going to see. We're actually going to get a private showing of his movie since it's not actually available to the public yet. We'll be able to talk to him about his movie.
You gotta be really nice about it, though, because it is his baby.
Well, we're not going to go in there and trash it.
He was listening to us as of, what day was it that we started talking about this last week?
Yeah.
I love him. He's super sweet, but I know that he's worked really hard for all of this. He made sure that he saved up all his money that he could to be able to finance this movie. Yeah. And so it could come out exactly like he wanted it to, instead of having to split costs with anybody else or anybody else have a say in how the movie should be made. He made sure that he was able to finance it all on his own.
Yeah, and that's crazy. So I'm very excited to speak to him.
Yeah, don't worry, Anna. Here at the Horror Club, we don't shit on your dreams.
No, but I know that you guys can be a little bit mean, Kaylee. And
excuse me, but I think that someone is more cruel with her reviews.
Yeah, you are a little bit more cruel with your reviews. I didn't like it. There wasn't enough mark.
Or, yeah, but I mean, it'll be different.
They keep rubbing a little too much like this.
Anyway. Okay, we don't want a cat fight up in here.
I just want to make sure that we're nice to him.
Of course you're going to be nice to him. Anna, what are you trying to say?
Why would we be mean? Yes.
I don't want to scare him off either.
I can't promise he won't be scared, but I can promise that we won't be mean to him.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, sorry.
Anyway. Enough. I could have sworn I heard her say, I'm going to touch him.
Please don't. No, seriously. You guys, you can't be weird like that.
Oh my goodness. Woo. Let's not scare him away before we even get him on the interview. Anyway, we're super excited to also announce that we're going to have a returning artist that we've interviewed on our show, Alan Z, and we're going to be talking to him about his newest album, First Time's the Charm. So we're super excited to reconnect with Alan and talk about his new album.
I know, I can't wait. I really admire Alan Z, and I'm just loving how everything seems to be going, but, you know, so good with him.
We're going to be, now before we have him on our show, we're actually going to be doing a review of his Touch and Go music video, which you can actually watch on YouTube as of right now. You know what time it is?
K-pop time! Ding, 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 ding.
Good job, guys. This week we're going to be reviewing two K-pop songs, and one of them happens to be our longtime oppas, Super Junior.
Woo! Super Junior!
The video that we're going to be reviewing is called One More Chance, and they've also have a teaser for another song, Black Suit, which I'm pretty sure will be out by the time we post this episode. Now, their last album was Devil back in 2015, so I'm pretty excited to see Super Junior back in action.
The only thing is, I am upset that Kyuhyun is not going to be in this video because he is doing his military service, as is the one Super Junior member that I don't like, whose name I won't mention. I'm sorry, but you can't like them all, and I have nothing against the guy personally. I'm sure he's very sweet and all that. He just doesn't do it for me.
You're just talking about how there's how I'm a mean critic. Look at you.
I am mean.
We are just salty as fuck on this show. No, 못했던 그 기억도 다 지워지나요? 그런 사랑이 사랑인가요? Oh no. 같이 걷던 거리에 혼자 있어도 거짓말처럼 모든 게 믿겨지지 않네요. 한순간에 찰나가 영원할 줄 알았던 그 생각도 마음도 모두 이기적이었나요? 이제는 서로 다른 시간 속에 다 있어.
익숙해지고 너와 내가 만난 순간 속에 다시 눈물이 흘러도 언제가 될지 모를 한숨 이 노래가 되고 나도 몰래 다시 내게로 물들어져 가 이대로 비처럼 가지 마요 oh, 난 울고 이렇게 적셔지 젖은 흔적들 속에서 그대를 지켜줘
their eighth album. Oh my god.
It is their eighth album. Isn't that crazy? Oh, Opas, Opas, Yi Sang.
I like their slow running.
Oh yeah, they're slow. The dramatic slow running. I enjoyed it. I'll give this video a 4. I wanted more of an upbeat sound, but it's a nice tone. It's a crying while it rains song for me.
I'm crying in the rain.
Crying in the rain. Crying in the shower.
Crying in the rain, crying in the shower, drinking a cup of hot cocoa, and just being like, fuck that guy. All right, one more chance.
One more chance, though. I'm going to give you one more chance.
What's my bar? You break my heart again, I swear, after the 79,000th time, it's over.
But I'm going to give you one more chance. Anna, what'd you think about the video?
I guess I'm between like a 3.5 and a 4. I like it. There wasn't too much like visual. I mean, don't get me wrong, the group's great. And I was looking at them, so I was making sure like I like their slow running. But there wasn't a lot. Like normally there's more to them, like more dancing. Or something.
They didn't do their Super Junior thing where it was like a huge room and they were all dancing. Bone the mana, bone the mana.
Yeah, yeah.
And there wasn't a lot of like, it wasn't colorful. Like, it was kind of dim. And I get it because it was supposed to be sad. And I liked it. It wasn't all there.
It wasn't what you wanted for, you know, Super Junior comeback after 2 years. I get it.
Yeah.
I'm a little disappointed that Songmin wasn't there.
I'm not sure what is happening with the Super Junior crew. Maybe he's done. I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
And then Kangen wasn't there either.
Well, there's been a lot of controversy with him.
Just because there's some controversy doesn't mean Kangen can't come back.
I'm pretty sure it was him or like a lot of the ELF fandom did not want him to come back.
Yeah, they didn't want him or Songmin to come back.
Yeah, and maybe that's happening.
Which we did talk about before, and I think that's stupid, because Songmin is my bias ruiner in this band. You know, I like Kyuhan and Songmin, and then I was like, okay, Kyuhan's in the military, so I'm like, okay, maybe Songmin will show up.
Right. What was your overall rating of it?
I would give it a 4, because, you know, it was a slow burn. Well, not even a slow burn, it was like maybe a smolder. It was boiling water. It was boiling water.
A smolder.
You know. Smoldering. It was a scalding. That's what it is. Yeah, there you go. A scalding.
It was definitely a more mature approach. Yeah,
definitely.
And you can tell that they are men now. You
they
know?
Are men now.
It's a man band, not a boy band.
Not a boy band, it's a man band.
Right. Overall, the video was very it was soft on the eyes. If you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Like
easy on. Very, very. They all looked pretty damn good.
Right, but I'm super excited for their black suit. Maybe it's going to be more of a jam.
Oh, I bet you it will be. I mean, they all got to put out a jam. They put out the slow burn.
And then they put all the jam out.
Yep, that's how they work.
Right? This is the toast before the jam. All right. Next video that we'll be checking out is Turn Up by GOT7.
Oh, GOT7!
Now, the previous video that we watched of GOT, or reviewed by GOT7, was You Are. So I feel like, you know, we went from Backstreet Boys feel, you know, that's a melodic serenade. I think this one is gonna be a jam.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember.
The title, Turn Up. You're gonna fucking turn up something. You better be picking up something.
Don't you remember when we talked about this, like, last time when we did the last GOT7, where you were all like, oh, I wanted this to be the rocker one, and then I'm like, no, this is the uplifting poppy one or whatever, and then I'm like, and then they're gonna do the, you know, the more hip-hoppy one. Right. So I think this is it. This is they're doing it. They're doing what I promised.
Now, Turn Up is actually not gonna include Jackson, since he's been focusing on his solo career.
Oh my god, a GOT7 video without Jackson?
Right, the fact that we have...
It's gonna sound.
Yugyeom's there, JB, Mark, Jinyoung, Youngjae, Bam Bam, Yugyeom.
They'll be okay, I think.
It'll be weird without Jackson. I mean, Jackson isn't my bias, but, you know, it's...
He's like the sexy factor. Who's gonna do the sexy factor in here?
Yugyeom.
Hey, wait a second. JB deserves a little sexy time.
Yeah, Yugyeom doesn't have it, Kaylee. Not for the majority. Is that right?
Rawr, there's a lot of cat padding in here today.
Yugyeom has it. He's
not a bias wrecker.
Oh, yeah.
Yugyeom is not a bias wrecker. Not a bias wrecker.
We'll see. We'll see after the end of this. After the end of this, we'll see who's a bias wrecker.
For me in this, it's all about JB, guys. It's all about JB. There's no Jackson stuff.
The last watch was produced by Bam Bam.
Oh, nice.
Mm. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
So here we go. We're gonna turn it up.
こんなに退屈になった変わり果てた世の中、yeah、僕は意外はみんな幸せそうに SNS で見せる液体、oh yeah、Double B初めから形だけの、ハリボテからできたお城、yeah、考え方次第だと、自分に聞かせる、so what? あっち取ったな、余計なプライドは、It's all about my life and I'm a hero、嫌になることだらけでも、全ては up to me for sure。Break it down, break it down, break it down, break it down。Turn up。ほらな、俺が主役だ。
Nobody tell him what to do. No one. Junior's looking good though. I gotta say.
Junior's not a bias wrecker, but he's very cute.
Yeah. Bam Bam's looking pretty good too.
I liked it, but it didn't have the same tempo as all the other jams that GOT7 has put out, if that makes sense.
Because it wasn't complete GOT7.
Maybe that was it. It felt like there was just something missing, and maybe it was because Jackson's voice wasn't in there. It felt kind of weird.
you're missing that rap.
We got Mark rapping. We got more. Yeah, work. We did get Mark, but it just like seemed that there was something, there was sassiness in there that was missing that we've been accustomed to, and I was looking for that sassy, and I felt like maybe they tried that with Bam Bam, trying to make
you
him
were
like
looking
sassy
for those hip thrusts. Right. That's what you were looking for.
Maybe it was the hip thrusts that were missing. I don't know. There was just
Jackson
there.
Jackson and Mark have a different way of rapping. Like mm-hmm. Jackson has a more smokier sounding voice.
Right.
That makes sense.
Like I said, a sassiness.
Yeah. You know, so he's got like a more raspy to his voice, which makes the words stand out more, you mm-hmm. know, and hit you more. Like, so I think that was missing in the video, yeah, or missing in the song, yeah. But altogether, I think it was a pretty good song. It was a jam. I liked it, so I give it a 5.
I might give it a 4.5. I really liked it, but You're right. There was something missing. It wasn't the rap, because I'm all right with Mark's rapping. It was longer than normal because it wasn't Jackson there to take it away from him.
There was no Jackson stopping nobody.
Yeah, but that's fine. I still liked it, but Jackson was missing, so I feel like that has to do with that negative 0.5.
Like, I look forward to Jackson's sassiness in these songs, and up until now, I didn't realize how, like, impactful it really was. Apparently, it's, like, a whole point impactful for me, because something really felt like something was missing, or, like, the tempo was just not... The tempo wasn't there for me this time, I guess.
Yeah, the tempo wasn't there because his voice isn't there. I kind of liked that, you know, like how they were going like, I kind of like that. I don't know. Anything with that, I'm kind of into.
I.
Yeah. Now you're going back to Jackson again. You're getting stuck on Jackson.
There was a lot of good visuals with JB in this video, so I really enjoyed the video. And I liked the fun colors. It was like a neon lighting kind of thing going on, and I liked it.
Yeah, they tend to do a lot of neon, don't they?
Mm-hmm. It's because that's what gets people's attention.
Well, yeah, it's so bright. That's why you're, like, first attracted to Bam Bam, because you're like, all right, everybody's got black hair, and then... Psh, there's this little cherry bomb in there.
Cherry bomb.
So, back to Bias Wreckers. Yigyum, not one.
Still not a Bias Wrecker.
Not a Bias Wrecker.
His neck.
Just a knot.
Can keep me safe.
I mean, Mark's not a Bias Wrecker, but I love him.
Junior's probably the bias. Without Jackson there, I think Junior was my Bias Wrecker on this video.
Yeah.
Junior, you look good. You're looking too good, Junior.
There have actually been a lot of times in a lot of different videos where I will look at Junior sometimes and I'll be like, oh, yeah.
I think we all agree on this.
Yeah, I think we all agree that a Junior without Jackson is a really good bias record.
Yeah. Well, I think Junior and Jackson are polar opposites. Like, I think Jackson would fuck you raw, and then Junior would gently make love to you.
Gently.
You know, I feel like it would be the opposite.
Right, I feel like he's got a lot of, like...
You think Junior's got a lot of pent-up rage
right.
in there?
Right.
Oh. Probably. Because, I mean, it's Jackson's always stealing his thunder.
Right, the quiet ones. It's usually the intimidating bad boys that are, like, caress you.
Yeah, because they're nice, like, behind closed doors.
Right. That's what gets you with a bad boy, is the fact that they're, like, bad, like, in public, but they're really sweet in private.
And then you're with the nice guy because you want something hard and fast, I get it.
No, because they trick you. You think you're going to be with the nice one, and then it's not.
They're not so nice.
One of us is the quiet one out of this group.
No one's quiet in this group. What are you talking about?
Right? Mm-hmm. Nope, we're all fucking... Wait, no, Anna is, though.
Opinion.
I don't think Anna's that quiet.
She's quieter.
She's quieter.
Poor Jeffrey.
Alright, let's get into K-pop news. Or basically BTS. ARMY. Yeah, basically ARMY news. We're happy to hear that BTS is being invited to appear on international TVs, and one of them is actually The Ellen Show. They've been invited. They haven't confirmed their appearance yet, but, you know, with everything going on with them, it's just a matter of time that they're going to appear on Ellen's show.
I hope she scares them.
That would be so
I hope
funny.
They scare her.
Oh, yeah, that too. Like, they all hide somewhere and they just fucking scare her.
I hope somebody comes out of the box, and I know J-Hope and Jin are both going to be like, ah! J-Hope, definitely. J-Hope is the most scaredy cat out of all.
Right. I love J-Hope, though.
He would just die of laughter.
Right.
Yeah.
In other BTS news, of course, the biggest one of them all, BTS will be performing first time on US television at the American Music Awards with their DNA song come November 19th. So everyone needs to tune in for the AMAs, because on November 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ABC, BTS will be on there performing their song.
Woo! Yeah, I was actually
happy. Yeah, not just cutting you off.
I'm sorry, we talked at the same time.
Okay.
Okay, go
on. I'm not mad.
Go on.
I'm not mad.
Let Anna be happy. All right, anyway, so I was taking a Lyft today, and the driver, I guess, read the bio as our horror club email. So the minute I get in the car, he starts asking about our podcast. And then he was curious about Korean pop music, because he's like, wow, you know, like, I've never known anybody who's been into that. It's like, is it, like, really big? And then we were talking, and then he recognized Psy from Gangnam Style. And then I mentioned, yeah, there's another band, and they're actually going to be performing at the American Music Awards, you know, and then I was basically comparing them to Selena, you know, in terms of what she did for Hispanic music, you know, that they're probably going to do that for Asian music. And he actually like looked on his phone to try to find their song after I was telling him that it was like a DNA was a song that's in mostly Korean. I think one of the only words that's technically in English is, you know, DNA or whatever. Yeah, we were actually listening to it in the car. And, you know, so it was just kind of interesting that, you know, through our podcast, we were able to get him into something.
That's cool.
Kaylee, you can't compare Selena to BTS. You just can't do that. It's not the right...
BTS, like, not Selena.
It's just not right. Maybe like it's Ricky Martin. Insane. Maybe like no, Ricky Martin. No, but you can't no. do Selena. It's definitely no, I can different. Do Selena.
I can do Selena. It's the same.
It's Selena not. Huge. She did... She did something completely different.
Oh my god, you guys are
different.
Just like fighting today.
No.
This is episode Kaylee's 4, comparing can't
apples and oranges. That's not, you can't, no, Selena did something different. So it wasn't that she brought Mexican music to the U.S. She did a mixture. What she did is she mixed, like, the type of Mexican music, she mixed it with, like, a different type of Mexican music, which is completely different than what BTS is doing. Because Selena didn't introduce Mexican music to the U.S. She was just known big because of what she did within the Mexican community and then how she got shot.
Oh,
that's Anna's why she was like,
I'm not talking about her being shot, though.
It's because of what she did.
Jennifer Lopez movie, Anna. She was big before that. Remember when she was in the Grammys and she was in the store getting the dress and everything? Everybody came after her.
Because she revolutionized the actual way of the Mexican music. It's different. BTS is doing what K-pop does. Selena's did something different than what Mexican music did. And that's why she made it like that.
I get what Anna is saying. She
was ahead of time.
She took Mexican music and she changed it and turned it into a different style, pretty much, is what Anna's saying. So what Frosty is pretty much saying is she's not, like, saying that they are like Selena. She's saying that their representation of their music is going to be as impactful as Selena, or so she hopes.
Exactly. That's what I meant. Not that they're doing the same thing as her. It's just in terms of...
how impactful she's hoping that they're going to be. Anyway... one thing I did want to mention was that I wanted to say, I don't know if you guys follow 24K, but I know a few of their members have left the group, including my bias, Dae-il.
Why did they leave?
Solo careers in China. Dae-il's doing a solo career, and I'm watching out for his solo career. He's going by Big One now. And he's focusing more on his R&B and rapping. I'm going to miss him in 24K, though.
Anna, what's that laugh about?
Big one.
Big one. Big one.
Big one.
Anna. Big one.
I'm not laughing at the way you said it. I was just thinking of Big one.
Oh. I'm not sure where the name's coming from, but... you can't make fun of my bias, guys. He's still my bias, even though he's not in 24K, okay? Anyway. Let's go into a commercial break before we get into news.
You're listening to The Horror Club, which is not brought to you by the following message.
Cutting edge. Insightful. Entertaining.
All stuff you will not hear about Cox News Podcast.
Every week I podcast about stuff I read about in the news that makes me wonder, how do journalists get jobs? How do TV personalities get paid? And most importantly, how can I tell you something you may not have heard about before and make you laugh at the same time and definitely make you roll your eyes? I'm Jason Cox. Thank you for listening to the Cox News Podcast, available on iTunes and the Podbean app.
Hey, do you like movies?
Hey, do you like podcasts?
If you do, then come on down and listen to the Home Video Hustle Podcast, homie.
Hustle, hustle.
Every Friday, we talk about whatever movie PJ picks out the bag. What does that mean? Well, every Wednesday on our YouTube page, I pick a bunch of movies at random. Sometimes there's a theme to it, sometimes not. PJ picks the movie out, and guess what? We watch it on Friday. We talk about it for about maybe an hour, hour and a half, whatever we feel like doing. Might give you something good to watch, baby. Come on down every Friday.
So come get your hustle on with Home Video Hustle.
You can find the show on any podcatcher app, or you can come down to homevideohustle.podbean.com. All of them in one place for you, so you can go ahead and binge it like it's Netflix. We ain't the defenders. But I like to think we a little bit better than that. Come holler at your boys, man. Come chill with us. Peace.
Peace.
Hi, I'm Ellen, and I'm scared we exist in the Matrix.
I'm Jaslyn, and I'm bad at ad-libbing.
And you're listening to High Expectations, the promo. For our international listeners, you can appreciate our cute New Zealand accents. For our local listeners, you might bump into us in the street 3 times in the same hour. Our podcast is about pop culture,
sexuality,
relationships,
interesting hobbies,
banter, and ragging on each other.
You can find us on
Apple Podcasts,
SoundCloud,
Pocket Casts,
Podcast Addict,
or anywhere you might like to find podcasts.
Yay, please subscribe.
Goodbye.
Hi guys, we interrupt your favorite podcast to interrupt you with an ad for your new favorite podcast.
Wait, isn't this playing on somebody else's show?
Exactly.
So then how are we? I thought we were their new favorite podcast.
Well, we're going to become their new favorite podcast after they hear this advertisement for our show. What's our show called, Justine?
Superiority Complex.
Yeah. Where can they find us, Patrick?
Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. You can go to @SoupComplex on Twitter, S-O-U-P Complex. And you can go to Facebook.com/SoupComplex. But our main page is on Podbean. And you can find us there at www.SuperiorityComplex.podbean.com. New episodes are out every Thursday. Justine.
Yes.
What do we talk about on the Superiority Complex?
Nerdy stuff.
Perfect.
Don't get all sensual with your voice.
Yeah, did you hear that?
I heard it. It's a little inappropriate.
If you want to hear a little more of that, tune in to the Superiority Complex. One more time, Justine, what do we talk about?
Nerdy stuff.
Nah, wasn't the same. You tried.
What's up? This is Jared.
And Jake from Hashtag Blackout Podcast.
And when we're not talking about cultural issues and hip-hop
or random foolishness going on in the pop culture world,
we're listening to our favorite K-pop podcast, The Horror Club,
and learning about new groups such as
Blackpink,
BTS,
Girls' Generation,
and Super Junior, and also learning new words and phrases such as
Oma,
Sunbae, and our favorite phrase of all time, Dong Saya Day.
And you should listen too. And on that note, we're blacking out because we have to go take a
Dong Saya Day.
And we're back. Thanks to everyone who participated in the commercials.
Yeah, thank you.
Now Let's get to normal news. Now, with Halloween coming and going, there have been a few true Halloween horror stories, and one of them, actually like two of them, are pretty close to home. It looks like in Beaverton, Oregon, a mother found a razor blade in a candy bar.
Oh my gosh, weren't we just talking about this?
Right. When they opened up the candy, they found a razor blade that looked like it came out of a pencil sharpener in the candy.
Oh my gosh.
Now, they're not able to confirm if it was purposely put in there or mistakenly put in there by the manufacturer, but still, that's fucking... I mean, why would you have a razor blade just sitting around like that, right, in the factory? You
know, well, and another thing, too, is, like, I've worked in factories before because I used to do assembly work, and I don't really see how that could happen.
Right. Well, especially with food products, I'm imagining that, you know, with those kind of factories, they have a lot of strict rules to prevent those things from happening.
Yeah.
What if somebody bought pencils and sharpeners and stuff and were trying to give kids pencils and sharpeners, like Halloween pencils?
No, it was pretty embedded in the candy, though. Like, it was in the candy. It wasn't, like, sticking out of the candy. It was, like, in the candy.
That's bad.
That's why when I go trick-or-treating, I take my niece and nephew to the mall.
I was just about to say, when you go trick-or-treating, because you can still go trick-or-treating.
The last time we did anything with my nieces and nephews, we threw them, I told my sister no trick-or-treating. I think it was that year that the clowns, like the weird clowns shit was happening. So I told her, I was like, hey, let's not take them trick-or-treating just to be safe. Mm-hmm. I was like, but what we can do is we can throw them like a little Halloween party at home with little treats. We can make Halloween treats and invite like the family over and just do like a little family Halloween thing. And that was fun. I feel like that's safer than taking them out there with like all the weird ass people that are doing weird stuff.
Right.
Oh yeah. We did one of those one year. We had a, like a Halloween party where we did like a haunted house. And then we did like feely boxes, which is where we put the peeled grapes into a bowl and then the spaghetti. And it was so funny because I remember this one lady who was there. She was like, put your hands in the feely boxes. And I was just like, fuck you, no. Get off.
Another horror, like horror story during Halloween was a Kitsap County mom in Seabeck, which is actually the area that Dan grew up in and not too far from where my parents retired at. A mom in that area admitted to strangling her son to death on Halloween after praying on it.
What?
Yeah, apparently, from what the story says, she went crazy, paranoid almost, and decided to kill her son to save his soul. The detectives, when they saw where she had committed the crime, there was writings on the wall, including the words harvest, spay war, greed kills, and sex trade. God is coming, no pedo, and Michael equals devil. It said that while at the hospital, and unsolicited, she told the deputy that she needed to save her son from people that were after them, needing to protect him. She had described the boy as the best kid in the world, and she stated she had prayed, thought about it, cried, and then put her hands around his throat so he couldn't breathe any longer. This lady, whose name is Amber James, she's being charged with first-degree murder for the death of her son, Ryan. What's crazy was that her husband was there, too, and he said that she had turned on the gas in the house. So it sounded like she was going to do away with her whole family.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's, like, super sad. Hartford student charged after Instagramming how she contaminated and attempted to poison her ex-roommate's belongings. This woman's name is Brianna Brochu, and the victim was Chanel Rowe.
Damn.
Yeah, I remember reading that article. That was pretty gross. I hope that girl gets charged.
Chanel, the victim, she actually posted a video about this experience. And she says she was moving out of the dorm room and moving into a new one. She had a conversation with this girl, and then when she left and she had all her things in her new dorm, a couple of her classmates came up to her saying, have you checked Instagram to see, you know, what's going on there? And she's like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. And then they pulled up this post, and this Brianna girl apparently posted that after 1.5 months spitting in her coconut oil, putting moldy clam dip in her lotions, rubbing used tampons on her backpack, putting her toothbrush in places where the sun doesn't shine, and so much more, I finally say goodbye to Jamaican Barbie. So Chanel is she's a black American girl, and I don't think she's of any Jamaican descent. This girl, this Brienne is like a blonde white girl. Obviously, this is a, hate crime.
Mm-hmm.
Because Chanel didn't make it seem like she was even aware that her ex-roommate hated her this much until she moved out. So, for months, she said on the video that she was having, throat issues. Yeah, she was having a lot of throat issues. And sure enough, it's probably because, she's breathing in all this bacteria that was happening or consuming all this stuff and little not knowing it. Basically, this girl tried to poison her. So I think that any charges that this Brienne chick faces, she needs to be facing attempted murder, pretty much.
She put poop particles in this girl's mouth.
Right.
Another thing too is I read the article as well, and Chanel had stated that she had been having some issues with the roommate before, and after she had discovered what was going on, she had gone to the campus and she had, she had presented them with this information, and they tried to keep it hush hush. They tried to make her like not say anything about it, and they tried to resolve the situation, but they didn't really resolve it to the standards that she felt they should have. Like, she basically said if it was the other way around, if it was a black girl doing this to a white girl, then that black girl would have been expelled immediately, and, all this other stuff was going on. I mean, obviously now Bridget has, or... Now Brianna has been removed from the campus, but it took longer than Chanel stated that it would have if the roles had been reversed.
Right. I mean, Chanel posted a video so the public can see what was going on. I mean,
and that's when the school finally did something. Yeah.
Right.
That's the only reason it's because of publicity. That's the only reason that they actually did anything bigger.
Right.
That was the girl that was getting death threats and immigration threats from one of her classmates that put all her information on a white supremacy group on Facebook, and they were trying to essentially scare her about getting deported, and she went to her school and talked to them about how she didn't feel safe at school because of this one student, and they didn't do anything about it until she went viral about it, and they finally did, and the kid left school. They didn't say that he left it on his terms or their terms, but he left school.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only because she did something that made it go public, and they don't want bad publicity. That's the only reason why they do anything. She was also brown, not black, but brown. I don't know if you guys heard, there was a cold case that was solved not too long ago, probably within a week ago. This girl named Janie Landers back in 1979 was stabbed to death, and her body was dumped near Silver Falls State Park.
What?
Silver Falls
in Oregon? Damn.
It was, she was murdered, and then it was cold. The case went cold for 40 years? Is it 40 years? I think so. But they finally, I guess she had a younger sister that kept pushing the detectives to reopen the case over and over again. And every time that they did, they'd review all the information, and it basically led to nowhere. And she did it again because her dad, I guess her dad's 81, 89, something. He's really old. And the little sister's now in her 50s. She's I want this to be solved before my dad dies. My mom's already passed, and, we have no resolution. And so it was finally reopened. They went through all the information again, and the shirt that they had in the evidence room had some DNA of somebody else. And so they assumed it would be the killer. And it turned out that the killer's DNA was on file because he went to jail. He's now died, but he went to jail for, he liked to rape women, girls, I should say. And he, like, raped one of his family members. And the little girl basically told on him, and he ended up going to jail, where he died, I think, in 2002. But because of that case, they had his DNA on file, and they were able to solve who killed Janie Landers in 1979.
Wow. Oh, wow. That's crazy. At the same time, it's kind of sad because they didn't see that they were kind of too late for justice. You know,
history is solved.
I know that too, but
the worst part is this girl had like the mentality of, I think, like an 8-year-old or a 13-year-old. She was 18 when she got killed. She was actually at some, like, it's called Fairview Training Center. It's a facility for those with mental disabilities. And this guy worked there. He worked there in the laundry room.
Wow.
And so they assume that he tried giving, or he told her, hey, I'll give you a ride. Because I guess he would stand by the bus stop and offer patients rides home. And I'm assuming he'd, like, just, this is what they think, is that he just offered her a ride and she was like, okay. And then he tried to assault her. And even though she was a little girl, she probably fought him off, and that made him mad, and he just stabbed her.
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah.
Well, it's good that they finally figured it out, you know. It took mm-hmm. her to keep on pushing, you know, her sister to keep on pushing the case, but at least finally they figured it out.
Yeah.
That's some closure, you know.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's kind of cool before the dad dies.
Right.
To at least know what happened to your daughter.
Right.
And at least that the guy was in jail for, I mean, even if though it wasn't for the crime that he did commit.
He had already gone to jail before 1979, but they didn't communicate criminal, like, background checks as well as they do now. And that's how he slipped through the cracks, and nobody knew about his criminal history.
And, I mean, as bad as that is, too, for us to have the kind of system that we do now, unfortunately, those mistakes had to have been made so that we could learn from them and improve our system to save other lives.
Right.
You know?
That's true. I was just going to say, it's not really news, but it's November 5th. Me and Jeffrey have been dating for 2.5 years.
Aw, congratulations.
Aw. I forgot. Yeah. I just looked at the date on my phone and I was like, it's the 5th.
You like, I forgot it was the 5th. We didn't do nothing.
Oh. Ivanka Trump, Trump's daughter, wrote an autobiography where she was talking about her younger years, like her teenage years or something like that. And she was talking about how she was rebellious in her younger years, and that she was in a punk phase. Now, this is what's hilarious, is this is what a stupid rich bitch thinks a punk phase is. She said that she would sit in her room and listen to Nirvana constantly, and she would always wear jeans and flannel shirts. And then one time she dyed her hair blue, and when her mother saw it, her mother immediately made her dye it back, so she only had blue hair for about 4 hours, and that was the end of her.
I'm sorry. She clearly has punk confused with grunge.
Yeah. It's like, seriously, bitch, you think that? Okay. Not only that, she had blue hair for 4 hours. That is not a phase. That is a moment.
That's a moment.
That is a mistake.
That is a mistake. Like you were. Like your father was. That was one that that should have been left in a tissue, I swear.
Or swallowed.
Yeah. If only Mrs. Trump.
You know what? Dan pulled speaking about swallowing, Dan pulled a fast one on me today. He was like, I need some Tylenol. And I went to go get him, like, you know, the extra strength Tylenol. I got him 2 tablets. and I got him a drink of water, and he takes them one at a time, and he, like, you know, takes one, swallows it, takes the other one and swallows it. And I go, and I look at him, I'm like, huh, I could swallow both of them at the same time. And he goes, well, that's good, because girls should be good at swallowing.
That's funny.
Like, you motherfucker. You got me good, though.
Like, it's true, yes. I am good at swallowing.
My little cousin can't swallow pills either.
We don't talk about your little cousin after I just made a swallowing joke, Anna.
She's just... not that little. She's not a baby. She's 20. It's okay.
Well, don't say little cousin.
You're right. Fucking A.
She's Jonah's little sister.
What's the matter? Jonah ain't little either.
No, Jonah's my age.
When you say little cousin, people imagine little cousin, Anna.
Yeah, I literally
You guys just have a sick mind.
Anna, you followed it up after we made a sick joke, okay?
Yeah. With my little cousin can't swallow either. Jesus!
Jesus. My goodness.
He has to put water in his mouth before he can put the pill in his mouth.
Anyway.
Men can't swallow.
All right, let's get into TV and movie news. Now, lately we've been watching Slasher on Netflix. We all have watched Season 1 of Slasher, and that's about the girl who goes back to her hometown where she was born in, and moves back into the same house that her parents were murdered by the slasher in the TV show, who is known as the Executioner. So apparently the Executioner murders people based on their sins, and he murders them based on what the punishment for that sin is. And I would have to say that I really enjoyed this show, and that's why I forwarded it to you guys. And I would give this show a good, at least a season one, a good 5 stars. If you're really into slasher flicks, I think they did very well making this into a season show.
Yeah, definitely. Season 1 was really good. Season 2 isn't as good as Season 1, but I'm still, like, hooked, and I want to find out what happens.
I think Season 2, I have finished Season 2, and Anna's finished Season 2. I think it's an interesting one. It's expect the unexpected to be expected.
I think it's a little odd, too. I don't know.
Well, we can't give a spoiler away for Frosty, but what did you think about season one, Anna?
I liked it. I accidentally started season two as
Yeah, I remember one. You saying that. Yeah.
And so when season one ended, my Netflix was like, you're done. And I was like, what? No. Because for some reason it had season two set as season one, and then season one set as season two. It was all backwards.
Was there anything special that you liked about season one?
So it made you think that one person was it, and then it makes you keep guessing over and over again, and then it's the person that you have already thought it was, but you...
hoped it wasn't?
Yeah, it, like, mind fucks you.
I liked it that way, though. It was good. It's kind of funny to, you know, at the beginning of the show... you're just kind of like, why is the executioner killing all these people? And then later you find out that it's because they've committed sins. And then you find out those sins and you're just like, well, fuck, these people didn't deserve to live. You know, like...
These two deserve to live either.
They kind of deserved what was coming to them.
Yeah.
It's a definitely must watch. And the fact that we've all three watched it within like a week's time, that's actually saying something.
That reminds me, the guy who plays the younger version of the priest in season one is fucking hot.
She's like, I into that redhead.
I into that redhead.
Anyway, another show that I want to recommend is Alias Grace, which is actually based off a true story or true events. The TV show is based off the book by Margaret Atwood, who also wrote A Handmaid's Tale. That's something really interesting to watch. It's about this woman who's accused of murdering her mistress or her head of house back in the 1800s, when Canada was just fighting for the rights for peasants or non-gentry people, so for servants and stuff like that. It was really interesting to see the relationship between this girl who's a murderess and a doctor, a psychologist. That's something that I would recommend everybody watch. It just came on Netflix on November 3rd, and I literally finished it the next day. It was that good.
You have time to.
Right. So we know that Thor Ragnarok has actually come out into theaters this past Friday. And only one of us has actually gone and seen that movie so far, so we're waiting for all three of us to watch that movie before we give a full review. But Frosty, since you've seen the movie just today, you know, go ahead and give us a rating out of 5.
I give it a 5.
Nice.
You will laugh so much. There is a new character who's been created just for this movie. I'm not going to spoil anything on this person, but you're going to love him. Second thing I would like to say is Matt Damon, and you'll know it when you see it. That's all I'm gonna say.
Oh, do we like Thor's hair? Do we like Thor's hair in this movie?
You know what? I have a hard time looking at Thor because I'm always looking at Loki.
Oh,
but I guess the hair is okay.
All right.
But yeah, all right. So that's all I'm gonna say for right now until we've all seen Thor Ragnarok.
So hopefully in the next episode we've all seen it, and then we'll go ahead and give a review at that time. Now, a movie we did recently watch is Happy Death Day. And this movie came out around Halloween time. And Frosty and I watched it together.
Yeah, it was really good. I liked it. What did you say? It was predictable, but not predictable at the same time?
Right. It was very predictable, actually. But then the way they went about it was unexpected. We won't be spoiling Death Day, or Happy Death Day, for people who haven't actually seen it. But Anna, what did you rate the movie?
Probably a 4.5. I really liked it. It wasn't my favorite, but I enjoyed watching it. I've been having a hard time making Jeffrey watch movies with me, and he actually watched this one with me.
I would give this movie a 4, just because in the trailer I had assumed that It's Your Birthday would be included in the soundtrack of this movie, and it wasn't.
Oh yeah, I know. I hate her ringtone that they ended up getting.
Right, they used a different ringtone than what they had originally put on there. I don't know if Anna noticed that. Did you notice that?
I didn't. No. Now I have to go watch the trailer.
Well, in the trailer, it was
Jordy, it's your birthday.
Right.
We're gonna party like it's your birthday.
And I'm not sure if we watched the. Maybe they changed it. I don't know if that's something that they're changing for, the DVD version or what happened, but the version that me and Frosty watched, it wasn't It's Your Birthday. It was some sort of annoying ringtone that kept playing over and over again, and that's why that -1 came out of me.
They should have done the birthday song with 2 Chainz. I like that one better.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the movie. Like we just said, the movie was kind of predictable, but I did enjoy the way they twisted it around. So it was more entertaining that way, even though it was kind of, I knew it all along.
Oh yeah, I loved all of the deaths that she went through in it. I thought a lot of them were very comical, and how she would react to it and change her day around to entertain herself. I thought that was pretty cool.
Right. So what was your rating of the movie, Frosty?
I'll give it a 4.5 as well, because I wasn't as ticked off with the song as you were.
One of my favorite things was that how they actually incorporated all of the times she died.
Oh yeah, her body was affected by all the deaths that she experienced and how she died. So
right, that was pretty interesting.
Her body was decomposing, which kind of gave the movie a...
Her body wasn't decomposing. It was healing after her wounds. And then they were saying, wow, you've got all this scar tissue. This should have killed you.
I guess
you should be dead.
Yeah, you should be dead. But it kind of, that kind of gave it a unique twist. There's a time frame for her, so I enjoyed that as well.
Yep.
Upcoming movies that I want to go ahead and talk about. Now, we all know that Sony is sharing Spider-Man with Marvel, but they still own the rights to a number of Spidey-related characters. So Sony's Venom solo movie starring Tom Hardy is already filming and is set to be released on October 5th, 2018. So I'm excited to see Tom Hardy. Following that solo movie, there's also going to be a movie called Silver and Black, which is going to be for Silver, Sable, and Black Cat.
We're going to have their own movie. I love Black Cat.
Yeah, and that's going to be supposedly released in February 8th of 2019, so not too far away from Venom. Mm.
Yeah, I'm interested in seeing what a Venom movie will be like, since Venom is technically a villain.
Well, I'm sure they're going to make him just a vigilante, maybe.
I don't know. I mean, that would be... I mean, you could make him a villain, you know, and...
You can make him like a Spawn.
No, Spawn wasn't a villain. Spawn is a good guy.
Well, he was meant to be a villain, though.
Yeah, but he's a good guy.
We don't know if this is going to be a Venom origin story.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, they make Freddy Krueger movies and stuff like that. So, and then Child's Play with Chucky, you know, so it could be just one of those type of things, only it's Venom.
Right. But Venom's like a, I guess it's from like a different planet, because it's something that fell from the sky.
Yeah.
It feeds off hate and anger, and it makes everything bad. So I don't think he would be some kind of vigilante because of that. I feel like that would make it to where it's not, he's going to be extremely bad and he's going to be...
Well, I mean, like, if he has enough hate towards the people he's after, that would make him...
Maybe, but I think we should listen to the Spider-Man expert here. I think Venom is
that guy. Anna's a Spidey expert. Well, you know, Sony could also go a totally different route because, you know, they got the rights to this character. They could make him into a superhero villain. Who knows?
They could do anything. They could do their own whacked up meaning for whatever, which they have.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Most things. So, and they could make
a Venom poodle like they did with Hulk, where they made a Hulk poodle.
Right. Well, Venom was actually one of my favorite villains in the Spider-Man characters, and I'm super excited that Tom Hardy will be playing Venom. So that's just a bigger plus for me. I don't care what they do with Venom now. Just as long as Tom Hardy is there.
Man, they're also coming out with an Aquaman next year. And a Black Panther.
Yeah, Black Panther is coming out. Aquaman's going to be coming out. The Justice League is going to have a movie. All that.
Yeah, Justice League comes out this month, actually.
Right, so it's all coming out.
Yeah, I'm excited for this.
After Justice League, we get Star Wars.
Right. I'm even more excited for Star Wars to be coming out.
I want to see Kylo Ren and Rey make out.
Another movie that I want to go ahead and talk about is the upcoming movie The Shape of Water, which is directed by Guillermo del Toro. But it's, you know, because it's pretty much an adaptation of The Creature of the Black Lagoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very cool, you know, a mute girl meets a fish man and falls in love.
Right. It's going to be good. I'm excited.
I'm so excited.
Nothing like a little bestiality to, to spice up your life.
Yeah. Right?
Another movie that I wanted to go ahead and mention was that Warner Brothers is going to be doing a film adaptation of Crazy Rich Asians. I don't know if you guys are aware of the book by Kevin Kwan, but it's basically about this Chinese Asian American girl who's dating this guy and doesn't realize how rich he is until she visits his country with him for a wedding and realizes that he's like some sort of rich socialite in this country. And she has arguments with like the family members and all this stuff because they don't think she's good enough since she's not from their country, and she doesn't have the same cultural background. She's just, you know, an American Asian. And mm-hmm. It's supposed to be coming out on summer of 2018. This is going to be with Fresh Off the Boat actress Constance Wu. So that's going to be pretty interesting. I'm excited.
Nice. I hope there's going to be some gems in that movie.
Yes. I mean, it's going to be an Asian cast, but it's produced in America. So it's going to be an all English movie, basically.
I'm excited.
It'll be fun to see a movie.
An all Asian movie made in America.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yes.
We're already finishing each other's dinner, Nisa. Isn't it beautiful?
Guys, I've been watching Mulan.
Mulan.
Back to back.
Does my reflection show who I am?
So, oddly enough, I've been only watching the part where, I watch it up to where they find the village that's all torn up.
You know what's funny, Anna? We must have just, like, friendship ESP, because before I came into the studio to sit down and record, I was in the living room with Dan, and I said, it's time to get down to business. And I started saying, to defeat the Huns.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, ask Jeff. Jeff's so annoyed of the movie, but I can't stop watching it. Like, I watch it because of the music, and then I'm like, the music parts are done. I don't want to watch this.
That's funny.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny, though? You know those movies like Mulan, Coffee Prince, and all that other stuff? And, you know, like how an Asian girl would dress up like an Asian guy, and then you're all like, you know that's a girl! Why can't you tell that's a girl? You know, and then FFC A Crush comes out. And then I'm like, oh, okay, I get it.
I get it now.
I'm still Shane shook by that black-haired guy. Guy, girl.
Okay, well, I think that's it for our show at this time. Take it away, Slutty Potato.
At this time, we would like to thank you for joining us here at the Horror Club. Please show your support by liking our Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. Like, comment, and share, because we just rock. And if you really hated your time with us today, sorry. We're not sorry. Get french fries.
And ketchup.
You know we took the red whip. I was thinking about your body and them red lips. Had me feeling on your thighs. Didn't even have the time to order my first plate. I was telling you my next car was a Rolls Royce. Before I knew it, we were talking about them old boys. Asking me 21 questions. Like, where did you get that chain? Must have been one of your exes. I just bought you the same thing. I don't know why you feel the need to bring all of the excess into this. I promise I will be the best kind of thing that you know you've ever missed. Can we get back to this photo? Every time we try, it's a no-go. Somebody liking all my pictures. And you know I don't got any sisters. Saying things are starting to look familiar. Guess we're not the only ones at this table. It's just me, you, and your exes. It's a shame. Just see you and your exes. I wanna be you and your exes. I guess it's me, you and your exes. Got a feeling you've been feeling for a minute now. Saying you don't like the way that you've been feeling now. Got 21 questions for me, it's pressure for me. Come on girl, you know me. Wanna know who's in my phone and I said take that. Wanna search through all my DMs, will be my guest. He did this to you, broke your heart until you refused to lose. Girl, and I know this. Have I ever, ever cheated on you? No. Have I ever give you reason to, yeah, believe that I've been unfaithful to you? You should know that all I see is you. You don't know it, but I get you, boo. All them dudes had everything to lose. I would never put my hands on you. Take my hand, let's make it just us two. Not me, you, and your exes. Let them go for me, baby. Just me, you, and your exes. Don't wanna be another one, just me, you, and your exes. I can't with you. Just me, you, and your exes. Do I gotta do to prove myself to you? You ain't gotta ask me to. Mine's made up, baby, what about you? You never know what price you paying just when you think you're back to cool. Past comes back, baby, what do I do? Let's get past the past. You know damn well he don't grab that ass the way I grab that ass. I don't even get how you got exes, cause with you in my zone, you never exit. But instead I'm getting treated like the dudes from your past. Talking about it's kinda funny how you knew I would ask about every single girl up on your Instagram. But that's just Instagram. I don't wanna be just another one. Yeah. Just another one of your exes.